Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
And we're doing it, and apparently it's okay. That was Florida Georgia Line. Confession on Country 106.7.
It's not okay.
It is okay.
It's only okay if you have if you already shared DNA with the person. No, not even then. No. I was going to say if my kid did it, I'd probably still eat the dip. But kids are gross. So no, I wouldn't.
Okay.
They're gross.
Here's the thing. 18% of us admit. So there's probably more, but 18% of us admit to being double dippers. 17% describe ourselves as dainty dippers. You just like dipping your toe in the pool.
No, you
test the temperature.
Is a dainty dipper this, like, you can dip it, have a bite, and then turn it over if it's a carrot?
That's right. What I do.
Like if it's a carrot or a cucumber or something?
This is,
I think,
looking,
that's okay.
This was looking at a specific kind of dip, and 18% of people admit they double dip it. The dainty dipper is just going in for a little bit, and then there's the little dipper who likes to get a bunch of the dip on whatever item, the chip, and then nibble on the chip. That's a little dipper.
Sometimes I take the chip with the dip and then I use it as a spoon and then I just plop it if the person's been smart enough to offer little plates.
Yes.
And then you can use the dip on the plate. But if you dip, take a bite, and then turn it around, you're still getting your mouth germs in the dip.
It's
They're
true.
Still falling off.
By just, proximity.
Yeah, it's just less gross.
That's I'm guilty of that. That's what I do. I'll even turn the chip out the other way and for the second
dip. Now a chip, I don't think people would notice that you have inverted or turned the chip and they would think Polly's a double dipper.
Yeah, good. Oh,
but
yeah,
if you make a deal out of turning the carrot over, like here I am, I'm turning over the carrot because I'm going to do it again. I don't, because then you can see when you put the carrot in, you can see that person has clearly taken a bite of the other end of the carrot. But with a chip, it's harder to tell because the chip could have been broken.
So we can go through all of it, you know, admitting to being double dippers, what kind of a dipper we are. But the most important thing to take from this, 49%, basically half of women are okay with the double dip and said if they saw someone doing it, they would gladly join in.
So you just see them do it, so you think, ah, oh, what the hell, let's all just be gross,
I guess. But they're not going to stop. Exactly, they're going to just join right in. So if we're at a party and Paulie double dips like Paulie's been known to do,
no,
then the girls
turned.
At that party,
he rotate know,
he
dips.
Didn't make the, he did not
he,
make the rotation
he
clear.
Rotate dips.
You did not clearly rotate.
I'll make a big deal of it. I'll make a big production. I'll get some flags. Hey,
rotating,
everybody.
I'm rotating.
Exactly.
Rotation I happening over here.
R-O-T-A-T-E.
I think that the best way to do it,
49%,
is just to put the spoon in the dip and have little tiny plates or paper plates or even a napkin and then let people have a plop of the dip. But have a plop.
They're still going to double dip. There will always be a double dipper.
You well, then the only solution is to be the first person at the dip, take the spoon, get your dip, and then don't eat any more after the other people start rotate dipping.
What if it's a really good dip? Hey, you can't resist going back for more of the really good dip.
I'll tell you something right now. The hostess with the mostest, she always has more dip in the fridge.
Okay.
So then you wait for the bowl to be empty and then for her to refill. That's what I would do.
I'm going to stick to eating alone. Dip myself. Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bonnie calling.
Hi, Bonnie.
I just have a comment in regard to Polly's inverted double dipping.
Okay.
Don't agree with it.
You can't dip because one end of something and then dip the other end?
No.
Why not?
Because you've been holding on with your fingers to that chip or that carrot stick.
That's valid. That's
Who
valid.
Knows how clean your valid. Fingers are. You could have licked them.
Bonnie, 50% of people now say double dipping's okay. You're on the other 50%.
I'm the other 50%.
All right.
It's okay, Bonnie. We're putting a spoon in the dip from there, this moment forward, so you can spoon it onto your plate and you can avoid everybody's nasty dirties.
I love Jen's idea.
Thanks for the call, Bonnie.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.